Mom's cake is in the contest, but they all look the same to me. How do you tell which is which?
Well, maybe you can't find it, but Mom knows exactly which one is hers because she made it. Hello, welcome to a brand new week of stories and scriptures right here on Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Do you ever feel like no one notices you or that there's nothing special about you? Well, I've got some great news. God knows you and He thinks you're really special. Remember, He made you completely different from anyone else, and if you can believe it, He loves you more than even your mom or dad loves you. Isaiah 43 says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." Our story for today is called, "That One's Mine." "Dad, how many people are on earth?" asked Sophia one evening. "I don't remember exactly," said Dad. "Billions. Did you talk about that in school?" "No," said Sophia. "But our teacher at church talked about how God loves every person, and some of us were wondering how many people that would be." "Well, I don't know the number, but your teacher is right. God does love each person," Dad replied. "He loves us all so much that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world." "Since there are so many people, you'd think He'd forget who's who," said Sophia. "I mean, lots of girls have brown hair and brown eyes and are named Sophia. There are even two in my class. So how does God know which one is me?" She grinned. "You know, the one hoping for a new bike for her birthday?" Dad laughed. "Don't worry, honey. God knows you're the one who wants a new bike, and I can't seem to forget either." Mom came in and picked up her sweater. "The cake baking contest at the school gym is tonight, and I'm ready to leave. Who wants to come along?"
"We all do," said Dad. "Let's go."
At the gym, cakes on identical glass holders filled several tables. "They're all alike," exclaimed Sophia, "except some are white and some are chocolate." "They're being tested strictly for taste, not looks," said Mom. "So the rules said they were to have no decorations, but I know which one is mine." Her eyes searched each table. "There," Mom pointed to the table with chocolate cakes. "The second one from the end, that one's mine."
"Are you sure?" Sophia asked. "It looks the same as the others to me."
"Not to me," said Mom. "And yes, I'm sure. I made it, and I see little differences, like how the frosting is swirled." Dad smiled at Sophia. "Remember what we were talking about at home? God made you, and you are very special to Him. No two people look the same to Him. He made each of us unique and knows everything about us. Mom knows her cake, and God knows you. There's no way He'd mix you up with anyone else." So how about you? Do you ever wonder if God knows who you are? Well, He does. He created you and He made you the way you are, and He knows everything about you. The Bible says He even knows the number of hairs on your head. That's in Matthew chapter 10, verse 30. He sent His own Son to die for you so you could be a part of His family. Know that He loves you and cares about every part of your life. Our key verse is Isaiah 43, 1.
"This is what the Lord says, the one who created you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine."
And our key thought for today, God knows you. If you want an easy way to make time for God every day, then just ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen when you're eating lunch, or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.